What's going
Yeah.
on, man?
I
Yeah,
don't
man.
know. I caught a red eye. Great.
Wait,
Oh.
where were you
Where were you,
exactly?
man?
I was
Oh, you're
in
in
BC.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone,
Oh,
no, Oliver.
nice.
That's our farms in BC.
You were in
Sick, man.
Oliver?
Yeah.
Okay,
Fuck,
okay,
Oliver
okay.
is such a dump, man.
What?
It's a fucking
Fuck.
shithole little town, man. I spent
Wow,
a week
well.
there a couple of years ago. It's a dump.
Clearly.
Chin, that's a lot of family out
Yeah,
there.
are we
I
all out
know.
there?
Aren't I thought they were all with
Not only
Pascuas.
insulted him, but his entire family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they
They're
were
all
all
listening, like, what the hell? Yeah,
there.
no. It's Yellowstone out there, man. Love it.
Oh, it's a nice area for sure, but Oliver's a
Why
piece of
back it
shit.
back, right? Just walk
Oliver's a
it back
shithole.
slowly. Just go
Let me walk
slow.
that back.
Yeah.
What,
No,
is it cheap?
no.
Is it
Oliver's a
cheap?
shithole. Shithole. Could be.
No,
Not
cool.
really.
Cool.
Not sure. I know it's gone up like everywhere else, because
Yeah.
a lot of people from Van and like the main areas are now retiring down there, because there's lakes all around. So Soyuz,
It's like
Oliver,
Muskoka
Penticton.
kind of thing. Is that the idea? Kind of, yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's like that, the Sunshine Coast, the island, well, those three.
Randy disagrees.
Not that nice. Not
It's
Muskoka nice.
not Muskoka-esque, but it's where BC people go. That entire region from Kelowna
Hey, well,
onwards.
Kelowna is nicer than Muskoka, in my opinion.
Yeah. I guess each has their things. Kelowna's more of a city. It's not really a retirement town.
Yeah, that's just true. A city with one school and one hospital or some garbage like that. But yeah, that sounds like Brampton.
As long as we can agree that chicks in BC are way hotter.
Oh, yeah. Sit in there.
I've never been to BC.
Really?
What?
What kind of Punjabi are you?
Oh,
Are you even from
only
Brampton?
BC with I've only been to BC with Ranjit for Waywater Oh
rafting.
yeah. Oh
Never
yeah.
been. Yeah,
Where was
that's the
that?
only
Is there a
time.
Jasper?
No,
Yeah, Golden.
Golden,
like an hour into from Banff for 2 hours, I think, from Banff.
About 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah,
But
that's my only experience.
yeah, so I was there this weekend. Nice. I think I love Oliver. I'd love to move there. Clearly, I would want to live on a farm, not in the friggin' city. What were you doing
And
there for
not
a
know, I
week?
not know what to do with all that farmland because you can't grow anything.
I don't know why you speak. The friggin' this guy's the only thing that Reg can't grow hair, first off. So there's no genetic growing going on in his family. Now you're talking shit to me about growing.
Whoa,
I hit a nerve.
ooh,
I hit a
spicy.
nerve.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing. It's about nothing.
Just want these guys to know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm still around.
Man,
Yeah, you know when it goes to the hair jokes, he's at you. He's on
yeah,
you. You know that's what is
yeah.
going on. And make life matter or make matters worse. Freaking what happened in Turkey? He ain't getting no surgeries anytime soon.
I wasn't planning on going to
Oh,
Turkey anyways.
too soon, man. Too soon for turkey jokes.
And Istanbul's good still. Fucking buy a map, figure it out.
Did you call your doctor to get that information, Ranjit?
So
He's
it would
like,
be just
yeah,
cheaper,
still
right?
working. Is our
Yeah.
appointment for the summer still good?
Are we good? Are we
Are we
good? You
still
got
good?
power? Yeah, power.
On that note, so what happened in Turkey?
Oh shit, are we recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we are.
Put in the intro. maybe introduce who we have in this blue screen.
Yeah,
The blue
this
screen of
magical
death right
voice.
here.
Some guy messaged me last week saying, "You guys sound like morons talking about real estate. I want on." And that was all it took.
Yeah,
Welcome
luckily there's
back.
no real estate
But
talk today, so.
he is the biggest villain right now for all real estate agents, isn't he?
Is
They all
he?
kind of hate him.
I thought that
Was it
was. I think
agents?
they forgot about it by now. Yeah, that ship sailed,
Let's get it back to
man.
the news cycle. Get it back into the top of the news Yeah,
cycle.
let's get you famous again, man.
Rebrand this thing, Market Watch 2023. Sanjay's a follow-up episode.
He was right.
Turns out he was right. Did anything happen with that Home Life brokerage, by the way?
No, man, nothing's gonna happen. All they did was educate the entire country on how to commit fraud.
I was like, so that's how it works.
Pretty much.
Oh,
So they want
PDF.
Brampton mortgage.
Yeah.
Anyways, man, what's going on with Turkey Renji?
Oh, come on. Everybody knows what happened with Turkey. Why do I
Someone
get
just
the
why doesn't they just
morbid?
casually, so what's going on with Turkey?
Tell us about this natural disaster in Turkey. Yeah, no. Actually, while we were recording last week, I saw tweets of an earthquake. You guys were probably on Twitter too. We were all sort of distracted and mailing it in, which pissed off Sanj. But so this earthquake was not just a little earthquake. It's a pretty hectic one. What last figures are showing, 35,000 people estimated dead. They think it'll be closer to like 60 to 100. Wow. So it's pretty fucked.
7.8 on the Richter scale as well. That is.
Is that like on the heavy end?
Yeah. Yes. There's two, yeah, right back to back. One was like 7.4. The second was 7.8, something like that.
Yeah. I thought it was 7.8, but yeah, anything that's, it's still high. Yeah. Put it that way. Yeah. Yeah.
I was reading The Economist the other day on the way home. I didn't realize Turkey was part of NATO.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones fighting on Sweden joining NATO.
And then they were trying to get into the EU, and there's a fear right now that Turkey itself is becoming very, like the prime minister who became president.
Erdogan.
He's like, fuck everything else, I'm running this shit. They're afraid that he's like anti-democracy.
So with him, like even this earthquake might come back to bite him in the ass, because that country's supposed to be going to the election soon. And Turkey, and I only know this shit, first of all, because of this earthquake. They had a big earthquake in 99. And after that, they're like, fuck, we need to have earthquake-resistant buildings, okay?
So is Turkey right on the fault line?
I didn't fucking know that. I had no idea.
Turkey's on the fault line, I believe.
So, Erdogan, he basically allowed all these old existing buildings. He kind of just grandfathered them in. He didn't like allow, or, you know, say you have to get retrofitted. And new ones, there's like all sorts of rampant corruption. They basically just pay a penalty for not, you know, building up to earthquake code and not meeting that standard. They just pay a simple fine. They put up a building on the cheap, right? And now look at it. Like now people are asking questions. They're like, yo, 6,000 buildings of the buildings that fell, 6,000 were not retrofitted. Okay.
So these were older buildings.
These are older buildings that were supposed to get retrofitted. They didn't. Okay.
Out of curiosity, how do you retrofit an old building? Like, wouldn't that
I don't know, fucking put some springs or some shit in there? I don't know. Apparently there must be a way. And then the springs, you know what I mean? Those like beams that like kind of absorb shock. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I just pictured a house on springs when you said that.
Yeah, right? Bouncy. And then other ones, like developers who put up cheap buildings are going to get exposed. Like this is 160 to 100,000 people is going to be blood in the streets. So maybe EU won't have that problem with Erdogan anymore because he might get toppled by May.
Or even within his own like party, or like, yeah, we can't condone this kind of shit from him anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked. I mean, like, this is going to get exposed, like, why the death toll is so bad. They're a country that apparently, like, internationally, like, when an earthquake happens, they are the ones that send out teams because they're so experienced in it. But they haven't had a bad one in so long. And now that they do, it kind of, you know, the pants are dropped.
So going back to the Richter scale, 7, that range is it's severe. And 8 is, like, historic. So this was on the higher echelon of earthquakes. But it's crazy, man. Even, like, they're happening nonstop. I mean, Romania just had one. Buffalo, New York had one last week, 4.2.
What?
Yeah.
It was an earthquake in 4.2, yeah. So it's, I think they happen quite often, but when they hit that the severity, that's when the buildings and, you know.
Is this the year that California finally goes under?
Yo, you know what? You know what? Who hasn't had an earthquake? And it's Vancouver. Like that whole Delta area. Because Delta is literally built up on a delta. If an earthquake hits there, that's like...
For somebody who doesn't go to BC, you'll know an awful lot. Yeah.
I studied one course at university, so my information is probably off. It's been a long time, but I remember that being the one thing. It's
been a couple of decades since you were there.
It's been a couple of decades, but I remember reading that, like BC is like... It's bound to have one, right?
So you're trying to tell me not to move to BC is... When BC is not... You're risking it.
I don't know, man. I think we live in one of the safer parts of Canada, don't we?
Yeah. We can only get killed by a Brampton driver.
Except we've had tornadoes. We've had some tornadoes.
Not real tornadoes, and not in the GTA, like outside GTA.
Well, Barry.
That's outside Barry's GTA.
Barry's not GTA. Barry's only GTA still if you're a realtor.
Close enough. new bill coming in GTA.
So this whole earthquake thing, it's going to change it. You think it has a potential to change the political landscape of Turkey?
Yeah, I mean, where was the other big disaster? Lebanon, right? That fucking port. That was pretty bad. I think the government got toppled after that. So why not? The death toll here is much higher. There's rampant corruption already being talked about, that being a big cause to the number of dead. Like, people are going to have, they don't, like, there's kids and people dead in blankets on the street, and they just don't have the manpower to pick up the bodies. And they're picking up, you know, new people under rubble each day. I don't know. Another Arab Spring or something, you know, caused by this could be plausible. Why not?
Fair enough.
R.I.P. Erdogan.
We hardly knew the... I just honestly learned about this thing because I thought it was kind of crazy that there was a NATO country or a leader of a NATO country that was able to get away with some this kind of rampant corruption by NATO, because NATO's out here policing the world a lot of times, and they're just like, well, what can we do to our own? And I don't know, maybe there have been threats or sanctions in the past against him, or... But
Turkey's like the ally that you need, but you don't really want to talk about. Because they open up like a whole other world, right, to NATO. Mm-hmm. They just wouldn't have access to. So fuck. It is what it is. Anyways, man, that one's a tough one. You see all the videos of the kids getting pulled out of piles.
I don't know, it's crazy. Like 105 hours. There was a thing, dude, a boy they just pulled out. It's crazy.
It's nuts. Oh, big earthquakes happen. You see all these stories of like how long people survive. And I just think like, fuck.
Has Kalsay gone in?
Yep.
Yeah, they're in Turkey.
I'm sure they've been criticized for it by someone.
Yeah, sure, someone's probably not happy about that. Yeah,
someone's
probably
not too happy. He's like, why are you doing this?
Oh, shit, went
stop helping
first.
The turkeys. Yeah, they got enough of their own turkeys. Yeah. Race for the Punjabi earthquake instead. That's crazy, man. You know what's another crazy story right now that I've been kind of following? Is that Ohio train derailment that's like led to that crazy explosion?
It feels like something out of a movie, doesn't it?
I don't even truly comprehend what's going on. You guys have any insight on that?
So there's what's the chemical called? Vinyl?
Vinyl chloride?
Vinyl chloride.
Something along those lines. I mean, I just read it quickly, but that's what's kind of obviously in the air now. And there's two parts of it. It's in the air, and it can also, they've evacuated the town, but it can seep into the water system as well. I was reading that as well. And so that whole, the Ohio River can go south, and then south or north, and then Lake Erie. It's the whole Lake Erie area as well. And if it gets into Lake Erie, guess which way it goes? Niagara, Lake Ontario. And they say it can go back to the land. So all so who knows? But they've evacuated that town. And it looks like, honestly, it looks like something out of a movie.
Dude.
You know?
This story is fucked. First of all, this happened a week ago. Okay?
Did it happen a week ago?
Yeah. This happened like 5 days ago.
I thought it was like yesterday.
Yeah, like I saw the first tweet about it on Saturday, I want to say. Saturday night.
So this is the crazy part. This train derailed and they're like, fuck, we have a train full of like toxic chemicals. We can't really move them. What should we do? Apparently the genius idea was, let's just burn off the materials. This was done on purpose. Okay, so they fucking lit this shit on fire and it's burning into the sky. And you see that fucking scary pictures. Never mind the fucking UFO stories that we're already going to talk about in a second. But so it's burning off into the sky and killing animals and birds all within 100-mile radius. And fish.
And fish.
I heard about the friggin', like the farm life, the agricultural life, and like the dead cows.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're not breathing this shit in.
Well, it was crazy. I mean, the first thing I read was Palestine. I just kind of ignored the story. And
what?
It's Palestine. And I'm like, oh, Palestine, Ohio. Okay. East Palestine.
West Palestine.
West Palestine. But read it completely wrong. But they're, what are they saying here? There's only 4,700 residents. And it's only 50 miles northwest of Pittsburgh, man. That's like
close.
That's close, man. That's really close.
I don't know. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I read that this chemical, the vinyl chloride or chlorine, it goes. It's used for plastics. It's a plastic thing that goes to make plastics and stuff. But they say the way this thing's combusting, it kind of has like a year-long half-life.
Really? Oh,
and that's why they're like, we don't know what the winds, like how to, like how do you contain something that is just in the open environment like this now? And I assume based on my limited failures in chemistry is you try to find like a way to just like sprinkle some other chemical on top of it that'll try to change that chemical makeup somehow. Kind of like just...
It's like powder. Throw some dust in the air.
Yeah, throw some magical like dust
too much or something. In this, so let's put some sugar in it kind of thing to slow it up a little bit. Yeah, it's just like
one giant thing, hoping that it'll combust in a different way that'll change the whole chemistry of the thing. But a year long...
You're not in charge.
I'd be like, yo, what can we... I if I was in charge, my thing would be I'd call someone and be like, what do we got to sprinkle on top of this shit?
I was just thinking, is this going to make us mutate into something? I've been watching too much The Last of Us.
I haven't watched the last episode. Let's chill for a second. But
So
a year long.
Yeah, go ahead.
A year long thing. Like, how do you even get back into town? If someone's still in town, what's your liability and how do you treat with them? Probably fucking dumps the real estate prices out there. But is it kind of like a Chernobyl-esque event?
That's exactly how it's being described, actually. Chernobyl fucking in America.
So, but they, you know, they released the gas, 5 tanks of it, to avoid explosion.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't explode. They released it so it wouldn't explode.
And then it exploded.
That's what they did.
That's what they did. And now that's in the air. And that you were saying about what it caused, it's linked to liver cancer.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't drink enough already, right?
Exactly. This is like
uncles,
that.
Uncle Bill, I'll train
the their wives yelling at them. It's like, you had 6 bags last night. No.
I only drink single malt. That's good for you.
Yeah.
There's photos of dead. Oh, it's crazy, man.
Anytime I hear dead cows or cows being affected, I'm like, this has a very Hollywood script that's going to be very Twister-esque.
When did you guys ever watch that movie with Denzel where he's trying to stop the train?
Yeah.
It's a great movie. This feels like that all over again. So this is what would happen if he did. You never saw that movie?
I don't know which Denzel movie this is.
Was it Chris Pine? What's his name? That actor?
It wasn't the Training Day guy, no. Oh, yeah, it was. Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. You're right. Was his name, yeah.
Great movie, man.
You guys have not watched that movie?
I did.
No. Shin does not watch the movie. That's shocking.
Is it recent?
No.
It's an old Denzel one, like early
2000s. Taking Pelham 1,
no,
2,
no,
3.
No, like 2015.
No, not Taking Pelham 1, 2.
2015 or something.
Unstoppable, 2010.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if 2015 is when I kind of dropped off on casual movie watching. No, you still haven't. Me? No, I haven't. Like, in the last 3 years, the number of movies I've watched has gone down considerably. Like, number one blockbuster. Like, I haven't seen Avatar 2 yet. Haven't watched a lot. Like, Spider-Man, the last Spider-Man movie took me forever to watch. It's just time constraints.
Too much gaming.
Yeah, it's given a choice.
Well, I mean, talking about movies, I'm sure we were all watching the Super Bowl last night. Did you guys see the Flash trailer?
No.
I watched it after.
I watched the Super Bowl.
No, I saw the Super Bowl. I didn't see this Flash.
Well, we'll talk about the Super Bowl in a second. You didn't see, in talking about movies, that is probably one of, I'd probably go see that in theater.
The trailer that I saw for a movie that caught my eye was, Avengers.
Indiana Jones?
I saw the Indiana Jones ones, yes, but that one didn't strike me. It was those other guys, the other Marvel franchise, the Space Hunt Cowboys.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Holy smokes, I'm freaking bad with this.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I saw that trailer and I thought that one looked good.
That's the one that looks good. So you're still watching movies?
Huh? Well, I haven't watched. I saw the trailer. I'll probably watch it once it comes on Disney Plus. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the Flash is like, who's the head of DC now? James Gunn?
Yes. I've been watching criticism around that.
Well, he says the Flash is one of the best movies. Like, he's ecstatic. He cut everybody else out, dropped all the other characters, but he thinks that movie is going to be
Henry
the one.
Henry Cavill, so. Cavill, whatever. He cut him out of the movie, which kind of was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Is it going to be Super a full-on DC, like they're going to bring the entire DC world into it and they're going to do another universe expansion?
I don't know what they're doing with his story, because his story was still linked to that old story, right? Ezra Miller's Flash.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they're redoing Superman completely.
Yeah, so that's why they cut him from that. And then is Batman going to be in this Flash?
No, so they're continuing. There is a Batman in the Flash. I think Michael Keaton's in it as well.
Michael Keaton.
I thought that was him. And I also think, from what I heard, is that, you know, what's that new kid? The new Batman movie that came out?
Yeah.
The Twilight dude. What's
Robert
his name?
Pattinson.
That's the guy. So they're still, I think they're still going to
continue. You said Twilight and Sag came right in.
Sag perked up.
He's like, now I know what you're talking about.
This is something I know what we're talking about.
Vampires. But they said they might continue his few movies, but they're going to redo Batman as well. So
what? They're constantly rebooting Batman for no reason. Robert Pattinson is a decent Batman. Keep it going. At least you have us three movies with him.
Supposedly, what's his name? Who's the guy who just came back in acting? He's in the movie The Whale. The mummy dude. I always forget his name. Who's in The Mummy?
Brendan Fraser.
Supposedly he was in the movie, the Batgirl movie they canceled recently.
Yeah, I heard they already had spent $90 million
on
it.
Yeah, he was supposed to be some crazy villain in there. He's like, he did an amazing job and they just canceled the movie. So
I kind of want to see the like cutout raw tape of it now. Like, just give us the director's cut.
Yeah, $90 million, and they still thought it's not even like to like straight to streaming.
Yeah, just, you might as well put it out.
Someone was saying they're like, was HBO behind that one?
I guess it's Warner Brothers HBO, aren't they together?
No. I know Warner Brothers is DC. I didn't know if it was going to be an HBO thing. Because I saw this one thing being said about how this isn't the first time HBO has done this. But then for me, it just didn't make sense that HBO would be involved in a movie. Because HBO does TV series, right?
No, but for like, remember HBO Plus or what's their streaming service? They had like HBO the Schneider Max. Cut. Yeah, didn't they?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, no, I didn't fully understand that. But yeah, I figure $90 million on anything. You're past
Warner Brothers owns HBO, TBS, TNT.
Okay.
They own it. Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah. Anyways, $90 million to cut a movie seems a little past the point of cutting your costs.
Yeah, it's a strange one, man.
You're probably committed at that point.
But yeah, no, I haven't seen the Flash thing. I saw the controversy around it, particularly with some the controversy.
What's the controversy?
That they cut Henry Cavill as Superman.
Oh.
After
they put up a Supergirl in it now.
Yeah, so I'm curious. I'll watch. I used to like the Flash TV show, this TV series. It wasn't the greatest show.
Is that the newer one you're talking about?
Newer one. I was watching it for a while. Haven't watched like the last two seasons. I think maybe I'll make time and get caught up. It was more of like a time pass superhero thing. Didn't really. It's just a villain of the week arc.
You know what sucks about DC, man? Like, either you love the cartoons and that's your kind of gold standard, right?
Or Smallville.
Smallville sets that bar so high, you're like, you got to be able to beat this. And when they don't, you're like, come on, man.
To be fair, Smallville in retrospect probably does suck.
For its time.
For its time, when we were growing up and watching it, it was great, definitely.
Right.
But I remember rewatching an episode of Smallville. I'm like, wow, this thing doesn't really hold up.
It was a Canadian-made show, man. Come on.
Really brought attention to the Abbotsford movie theater and SFU. Stary made it into that show. Was there anything else about the Super Bowl that like stood out?
Commercials?
Commercials.
There was a few good ones, pregnant? Though. Oh, Rihanna's pregnant.
We were so confused for the first like 5 minutes of her performance. Like, didn't she just have a kid? What's going on here? Is she pregnant?
Hold on, baby. I'm actually curious, where do you guys stand on that performance? I thought it was dope.
It sucked. I will not say that.
Let's talk about performance. Are you guys talking vocally? Or are you guys talking about production and the dancing?
Why split it up? As a Super Bowl show. Compared to other Super Bowl shows.
I thought it was better than last year's.
What the fuck?
Production wise, yeah. Freaking Fat 50?
75 cent, you mean?
75. Yeah, 75 cent. She did it without any cameos, any assistance. Carried all the...
But what does she do?
Had the Super Bowl Smash Brothers, the Smash Brothers friggin' set going. That was great. The floating
islands. No, okay, so, it was good, but... Like, it got boring after a while.
Yeah.
Unless you're into her music. That's what I'm trying to say. It was like, whoa, she's on the stage, and it just kept repeating. Like a bad level of Mario. Like, you're just watching it over and over. Right?
So it's not like it was... compared to other performances of, like, the recent history. So no other guest performances.
No guest performances.
Like, stage changes. No outfit changes. No, like, dancing. It was, like, pretty...
And what's with the dudes in the painters outfits? They're just in, like, what was
that? ASAP Sperm. That was a funny meme that I saw.
Yeah, that's what I saw online, too.
I thought that was hilarious. I didn't realize she was pregnant during the whole thing. But, like,
performance-wise, do you think she did a better performance, let's say, musically than Bruno Mars?
Yeah, I think I enjoyed this one more than Bruno Mars.
Really? I thought that was a good... Bruno Mars did a great job.
Bruno Mars did a good job.
I mean, I think she has a better catalog than Bruno Mars. That's why I think... It's easy for her to top Bruno Mars. Just
how about The Weeknd? Who spent $8 million or something on his own production?
Again, nothing stands out about The Weeknd, except his Lost in the Maze scene.
Wait, so what stood out to you about this one? If we're talking about standing out, what's
the level and the music? I think her catalog is dope. So just
For her
going back in her catalog is dope.
It did remind you how many hits she's actually had. I thought Kanye was coming out. I'm like, it's going too good. It's going too good. Kanye is going to come out.
I was really hoping Jay-Z came out, but...
Kanye, Drake, Jay-Z was there and like started her career.
Yeah.
Like, I was really hoping to see like Jay-Z pop out of the stage at some point, but I wasn't disappointed that he didn't come out. I just thought he would.
But how many collabs? She can't do Drake. That'd be awkward. Accurate. Right? Like, how many big other collabs does she have?
Wait, why is it awkward?
They used to date. No,
I didn't know that.
X?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, I see what you're saying. You're saying it was too much of the same thing for 18 minutes. And I guess where I'm coming from is I thought that worked.
Which, to be honest, you still got to respect that in an essence that she has that much catalog. She can just go on for 18 minutes and it was still, you sit there and watch it.
And she did it while she was pregnant. That was
I didn't even realize she was pregnant until after someone was like, "Yeah, didn't you notice the baby?"
But like, man, like I was like, "Yo, throw some drones in there, throw something."
I thought
like,
it was cool the way that it was not the like. Obviously, it's done one way, so the live audience gets to capture it. But the way they had the cameras like following and like rehearsed and set up, they actually had like a big component of that was how do we convey this to the TV watching public easily.
Yeah, how do we make her walking around look hype? Zooming it out really fast.
And they did a great job of that. Let's just give kudos to the camera crew for making that work. Okay. No, because I was thinking, I'm like, look.
Was she singing or lip singing?
She was definitely lip syncing.
Lip singing.
But I feel like everyone at that point is. I feel like part of it is the NFL probably forces everyone to lip sync at that point so that they can make sure that they don't go off script.
And for her being pregnant, that's pretty amazing what she did accomplish.
Here's the thing.
Like being up on, like she's pregnant also, right? Like,
yeah.
Keep that in mind. She's going to be dancing around the stage and stuff. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, like after, while she was dancing, you know, it was confirmed that she's pregnant. And then she's up on that stage like, holy fuck.
Changed.
Super careful.
Be careful.
And go ahead, Sanj.
I don't know how you think that's better than last year. So like.
Last year, you have how many people that you're constantly trying to like?
The hype just kept on building and building and building. Yes, how do you beat that?
It's just you have so many people. You're basically comparing one performer who has depth in a catalog, and then you have like all these old retired guys.
Do you think it's because no one expected much of her that it ended up being?
I didn't know what to expect.
So that's maybe what it is. It actually was like not too bad, and
she could have had ASAP come out.
Yeah, someone had to
release it. He was there.
He was holding the kid,
right? Because they obviously don't have a nanny at home.
Yeah, look at this guy, a pleb.
I don't know, man. So you guys all three unanimously think that was a sub-average show.
I didn't tweet or anything.
No,
anything
I don't
know. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Like, well, what's it out of 10?
7.
Yeah. It's a solid 7.
I had it at 8. Is that too high?
Yeah, it's too high.
What was
did
last
you start
year's?
Listening to Rihanna songs the next day?
Yeah, I did. I heard that was a whole thing about Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl, the NFL doesn't really pay. Yeah, they don't pay you much to do the show, but they know that everyone who does the show has like a 700%.
I don't think they pay you anything.
You gotta pay anything.
You gotta pay, yeah. But I heard 700% increase.
I think they give you small production budget, and then like The Weeknd put in like, I think it's 8 million or some crazy number into his own. But then he went on tour right after.
Which I guess makes
so it's self-promotion. Yeah, that's all it is, right?
But it's curious. Is she coming out with an album or something that's going to get promoted, or is it she just...
No, but if her catalog starts getting... Catalog could start getting played again, right?
You got to pay for those diapers.
Your stream's probably shot up. But like, NFL's nuts, man. Like, even the U.S. Air Force has to pay to have those flyovers pregame. The, yeah.
Really?
The Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they used to charge breast cancer societies for promoting breast cancer awareness in October. That's why they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, the NFL, Roger Goodell,
the NFL is
Roger ruthless. Goodell, eh? Though
he's straight cash rules everything around me, right? What do you guys think about the game, though?
Oh, that's one of the best. One of the best Super Bowls I've seen.
Amazing.
I loved it.
And not being a fan of either team, like not having a horse in the race,
mm-hmm.
right?
I mean, I bet a lot.
I feel like once you start betting. I feel like once you start betting, you become you get a horse.
How about you, Sans? Did you bet on the game?
I did not bet on the game. I just did one of those sheets. I don't even know what happened with the sheets.
The squares?
Yeah. No, yeah. We didn't do squares. We did just the prop sheet, random bullshit, like covers.com or Sports Interaction or whatever. And yeah, that was it. A bunch of guys who were all heavy on KC, though.
Really?
Which is surprising. Even at halftime?
They were doubling down. D-gen style.
Wow.
Well, they all got paid.
Even after the ankle, eh? Because I thought once I saw Mahomes go down with that ankle, I'm like, it's done. Right? And then you got to give credit where it's due. Jalen Hurts put on a clinic. Like, what he was doing these guys with the quarterback sneaks, and it's impressive. Right?
What
I just thought it's done.
To Philadelphia's defense that everyone kept telling me about?
That seems to be the question of the day. Right?
Oh, right. He's like, I have this thread that I tried
to
show you.
Exactly. And yo, it was right. Like, Ben, people have said this during the season. I just never paid attention. But they had one of the easiest schedules during the season. So their playoff, like their defense numbers were kind of inflated in that sense. So there you saw it. Like, they went against one of the best offenses. And then what did they do in the second half? Fuck all.
Yeah, I don't follow the ball that crazy.
They made adjustments. They made adjustments to their defense, and that was it.
I just love the tic-tac. Like, it was always punch for punch with the whole thing. Like, it always seemed like whoever scored, the other team was right back there with the answer. So, remember the first play when Philly scored? Like, they made that look easy. Then right away, KC answers back like, well, they made that look easier.
Yeah.
It was a great game, though, man. And the chess match right at the end, right? Not scoring, letting the clock run, leaving it to a kick. Oh, great. That's
amazing.
It's great.
A lot of people were complaining about that call, but the player himself was just like,
he admitted,
the holding.
He was like, pulled his shirt. Yeah.
So where do you fall on some people calling this the most rigged Super Bowl? Did you see anything like as?
No, not rigged.
Well, no, the script came out like 2 weeks ago, didn't it? And they were not script, right? The exact opposite happened. KC won 37-34.
Okay, I mean, surely it was probably easy to do this back in the day, like fixing Matt. We know this happened, right? Do you think it's actually that easy for these guys to do it now? Fix games?
Who's these guys?
The players.
The players or the referees or...
Referees,
the players.
Yeah,
I mean, the referees have some ability, but at some point you can't, you know... Someone scores a touchdown. That's not, you know... Unless it's blatant pass interference or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's... There's some point where the players are just playing. They're not.
Look, Robbie, at a certain point in your career, regardless of what you do, right? Like, take Ranjit, for example. He's a lawyer. You have a conversation, allegedly. You have a conversation with him about certain aspects of, you know, a real estate transaction, for example.
I wouldn't.
He's going to tell
go
you.
Ahead.
And neither would I. But he's going to tell you there's three different ways this could go. And every single time, one of those three things is going to happen, right? When you're a referee, for example, Tim Donaghy, you know that if I make a certain call, a certain reaction is going to happen 99% of the time. At a certain point in your level, in your career proficiency, that's what's going to happen, right? These NFL referees, is it any different for them? I don't think so, right? It's as simple as a holding call, automatic first down. That changes everything every single time. It's very easy if they want to, I think, in my opinion, at least. But, yeah.
I think the biggest complaint against the holding call was that it wasn't an egregious enough holding call to call.
And the ball was anywhere near him. Like, had he not been, you know, unimpeded, would he have caught it? Probably not, because the ball was so far overthrown. So that's one that you don't call, even if he did hold. That's the argument you make.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the replay. I'm like, well, that looked like holding to me. What do I let the color analyst.
Yeah, I'm just saying with like video replay and video, like the amount that they're using it, like how the evidence is usually there, isn't it?
And football is actually one of the sports that really goes to replays a lot more than other sports for correcting calls and making sure the correct call kind of comes in, no?
Yeah, but they have so many stoppages in play too. Like they can do that. Imagine if it took that long in soccer, it'd be fucking nuts.
It would ruin the game. Like, let's double check that. Did we miss something there?
Well, in fact, you know, this is so funny we said this weekend in the Premier League. They're like, yeah, we fucked up. Our video check fucked up really, really bad. Significant errors to the point like they called an emergency meeting. They fucked over Arsenal. It's bullshit.
Good. One thing that's kind of Howard Webb took over, right?
Yeah, exactly.
One discussion that I've seen coming up a lot after even yesterday's stuff was we need more AI refereeing that's just watching tape and analyzing calls as it's happening. Do you think that's going to eventually take over sports? It's just like we're going to get things ruled down to such a point.
Man, why does computer guys always want to get involved?
Taking our jobs, man. Fuck these guys.
Like, yo, we really need referees.
We make robots to play the sports. Like, what do you need a button for? Forget it.
Like, right? Baseball is an interesting thing in this because baseball has all those overlays now that you can almost precisely tell when is something's a strike, when something's a no.
Yeah, baseball. Right? Baseball but they still say, like, yeah,
it's
yeah.
going to be the umpire's call at the end of the day. They don't really go to the video replay for that.
But that's more like keeping the heritage kind of thing, isn't it? Like, rather than being an effective judge, like if you can have video replay and you can, let's say the way I picture is like the umpire has some augmented reality goggles and they have all the information displayed and they can make an informed choice of their decision. So they see it where it hits strike zone. I'm going to call a strike. Simple as that. Right. Like, you know, you're still being a referee. You're still managing at the that game. Point, but
if the referee umpire in this case is getting all the information from the system that's doing it, do you even need the umpire to make that call?
No, but you can still keep tradition, right?
Though, man, how are you going to fix the game if you don't have the umpire?
Yeah, that's true too.
But it's crazy.
Go
ahead, Ryan.
You know, doesn't strike out? John Torrey.
Yo.
Great segue.
Where were you when this
swing? Better.
Yeah.
That was another. I think he was swinging his bat
a bit too much.
Friday night news break.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? What's going on? He was like, not bad.
The best of the memes of the pictures of him when he had the affair. It's like, you're 31 and you slept with this? He just looks like a disheveled old man.
No, there's like pictures of him from 2021 when this apparently went down and just how disheveled he looked at press conferences and stuff. They're like, this is the John Corey.
Do you think it's a problem? Should he step down? That's the first question.
Literally, he has all his senses to him.
It depends on what you're pissed about. Are you pissed that he had an affair, or are you pissed he had an affair with a subordinate?
Okay, so
power dynamic is the issue, I think.
Okay, so aside from the power dynamic, it wasn't. Let's say, firstly, the story didn't. Where did the story came from was reporting from the Toronto Star. There's no complaint. There's no complaint from the other party in what's happened, from my knowledge. So this is them finding out and saying, hey, we're going to release this information that you had an affair with a staffer.
But if HR clears it, shouldn't it not be kosher?
I'm sure it didn't go to HR.
But if it did, let's say it did. Let's say a subordinate and her...
Well, he wouldn't have had need to apologize to his wife.
Well, we don't know if they have an open relationship or not, right?
Hmm.
The other question, though, then, is if it went to HR and it got cleared, what did she get for the affair happening, right? Like, what was the benefit to her? Did she get a promotion? Did she get a raise? Did she get, you know, a free vacation to London? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What happened here, right?
Apparently she got a job at MLSC is one of the tweets I saw.
Which has nothing to do with taxpayer money or the city of Toronto.
No.
So he called in a favor at a place that he knows.
But is he using the power of the mayor's office to get that favor?
No, he's using
the power of his Rogers office.
That's the part of the country more powerful than mayor.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's a hard one. Everyone's happy with him. That's
but you know what's even funnier? Let's go back now. Is he said he's not resigning just yet.
Until the budget.
I remember hearing this. It's kind of like, hold on, maybe I shot the gun too early on the whole resignation thing. Let me just stick around for as long as I can and see what happens.
He talked to a lot of guys like us, like, hey, is it that bad?
Hey, bro, just stay on, bro.
It's like, yo.
God luck, ECR. God luck.
It's like, you're not the first one, buddy.
And would we be against him staying on?
I mean, I'm not from Toronto. It doesn't really bother me.
He has no impact on our life.
It all depends on that girl, right? Like, if she was, there's some victimization happening, then yeah, he's a piece of shit. But if it was consensual adults putting balls in squares, then it's okay.
It was a square peg in a round hole, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. That's what
I mean, look, we didn't have a case here where she said no 74 times, right? In my mind, if it's consensual and they're doing it, there's no like thing. I don't think he has to resign.
That's my vein of thought as well.
What about the Doug Ford situation? Like, this all kind of conveniently came out as the information was being made public about his kids, Stag and Doe.
Where all those builders?
Are you also going to blame the UFOs on Doug Ford's story coming out?
No, the UFOs are to keep everyone away from what's happening in Ohio, right?
Right. I don't really see the Toronto Star with its history of reporting and this type of reporting doing that kind of favor for the old Dougler, where they would throw a misdirection story and lay it out. I think it was just...
That's more of a Toronto Sun flex.
Yeah, I think it was just happy coincidence. Or maybe in this case for the Dougler, I don't really... Yeah, I guess for him, it's a happy coincidence, right?
So what happened with the story? I don't know the story.
So the major builders in Ontario were all invited, more so coerced into going to his kids, Stag and Doe, which is like, we have stags, right? You go to a bachelor party and God knows where, whatever, right? Italians and Gota typically have like a banquet hall party where, you know, a few hundred people show up and they all kick in money for the kitty for the actual bride and groom to pay for the wedding, right? And the developers were told to show up with no less than $1,000 each. That was their minimum contribution to the wedding fund.
And then
they found out about the greenbelt and went and bought all that property along the 413.
Yeah, I'm sure. 413. I think I spoke about this before. Yeah, but these guys didn't seem to agree.
Look, this is allegedly where that information was made public by the developers.
I don't think... There you go. Robbie's gone. I'll wait for you to make my point. I don't think $1,000 is really that big of a deal. Like,
it doesn't
that
sway really anyone.
If I had to grease someone's wheels to make hundreds of millions of dollars, I would probably want, as a politician, more than $1,000 going to my daughter.
Well, was it 1,000 or 100,000?
1,000.
Yeah, $1,000 is convincing me of any corruption.
That's like cha-cha shugging at your wedding.
Yeah, that's just normal shugging at a wedding.
I thought you guys said 100,000.
Guys, this is a Gora wedding versus Apuna wedding, man. Gora don't even pay for their own plate.
Yeah, no, I still think $1,000 isn't enough.
$1,000 nothing. I thought it was. I thought you guys said 100,000 or
$1,000 is friends of the family. That's just a friend of the family.
But is it pay to play?
That's exactly what it is.
Is it access? Right.
$1,000 for still too low. That's just
they got
of the
invited
family.
To this. What they already have access.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. What more access are they buying? And the whole
group. That's not a lot of money as well, right?
Let me just put it this way, because I'm not going to be an idiot. If someone's saying if the allegation is that people in the inner Ford Circle benefited from this green belt, you know, construction? Sure. Probably. But, like, don't make a story out of, like, nothing. This is nothing. It's a nothing burger. It's a fucking shuggin. They're all friends anyways. So they showed up to the daughter's stag and no one gave money.
Which I agree with. 100% agree with. But here's my thing when you're talking about this developer thing. Like, if you're a conservative party and developers are already your friends, no matter what the developer does, you're going to get shit on for it. No? Because they're your friends. Everything positive that happens.
It's not the friends. There's obviously some kind of incentive. There's some kind of incentive. Let's not be stupid, okay? Politicians, there's always some incentives. The question is, can some spotlight come on those incentives? Right? Thinking that Douglas is doing the 413 out of the good of his heart is such BS, okay? No. Someone's being paid. Someone's making money. Right. But maybe not him directly, but there's to go after something like that. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm saying, yeah, build the highway.
Let's be real about the highway. The highway didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah. But politics, come on. Are we saying there's no corruption in politics?
No, but we're not saying the corruption. We're saying the 413 was proposed in 2002 by the Liberal Party. The studies were done by the Liberal Party. It's something everyone who was buying land in and around that area was cognizant about for the last 20 years. Doug Ford's just the one saying we're going to get it done.
Until the green belt issue.
Wait. Let me just build on this point. No,
the Liberals
were doing
the green belt too. They just said it's election year. We're not going to... We have too many scandals.
Liberals
were
never going to touch it.
The Liberals were pushing for it up until they ran into 25 scandals. And then they're like, you know what? The 26th scandal with the green belt? Yeah, let's just not put that thing on our back right now. The Liberals were going to do the green... 413 over the green belt.
Well, I know what I'm saying. They probably had the same investment. I'm saying overall, usually.
Doug Ford is using their environmentals.
When you have a lot of links and a lot of someone's benefiting, right? Can we say that? Someone's
obviously
benefiting.
Everyone's benefits from their friends in politics.
That's all I'm saying. And we know this. No, this is a point. We know this. I'm not saying that's wrong. We know this happens.
Yeah.
The question is, the star, whoever they are trying to find what that incentive is, and they're going to keep trying.
That's what they should be doing.
That's all I'm saying is happening, right?
I'm saying they should be doing. I'm just saying, let's not act like the 413 was some magical thing that just kind of came out of the air. It's something that everyone knew Doug Ford was in favor of.
Once again, it benefits me as well. I'm just saying it's the way it's being rammed through.
But the Liberals, they actually shelved it.
They shelved it?
So they're like, we're not going to do it. They said that.
And then my thinking is they shelved it because they had a bunch of other controversies already plaguing them. They didn't want to get the environmentalists to continue hammering them. They're like, look, who can we easily appease? Okay, we could easily appease this one group by shelving this one project that we're not really acting on at this moment. Let's just shelve it. And at that same time when they did that, conservatives in the opposition were kind of pissed. So for me, it doesn't seem like it should be that big of a surprise now that...
I'm not saying that, but he's... What was it last year with all his hirings? The nepotism stuff that was going on, his friends. There were so many hurts. There's kids, his nephews that these guys had no experience. They're getting paid $300K a year. But at some point, those are favors.
I agree with you.
They're favors.
But that's politics.
It's political currency. Are we agreeing with that? It's political currency.
But it's political currency across all parties, across all levels of government.
And that's all I'm trying to tell you. I agree. I'm saying all. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm saying the purpose of these stories are thinking all these politicians are completely innocent.
No, that's
BS. That's all I'm saying.
I think Shinda's clearing runway here for Pierre Paul. You have to do some dirty
shit.
That's
all he is.
That's all he's doing right now.
Buddy, all I'm saying is you go look at every staffer who working for any MP, any MPP, at any level, you'll find someone who helped them somewhere and some sort of nepotism that came into play. There isn't a single person who comes in and does a blind hire.
I don't care about
the actual office. That's internal. But if you have a job in the ministry or something like that, you have no business having because you have no experience and it's public funded. Yeah, we should be pissed off, right?
Every level of government, every board.
I understand, but we still have the right to be upset about that when you see that because you're like someone unqualified.
Can we just say we're talking about Michael Ford here? Like, can we just put a name on the person that we're talking about?
Culture of what is he? Was he Minister of Culture or something like that?
Did he change his last name to be a Ford?
I feel like you can put any name anywhere. You look at the mayor's office, you look at all the city boards and the regional boards that get formed, and you start looking at people on those boards, and you'll start finding some people that just don't belong.
It's It's a truth.
A lot of realtors.
I'm not saying it shouldn't.
Yeah, but look, hey, tomorrow, if there was a scandal with the unions, right? We would say, oh, NDP fully involved. You know, this came out. It's on them. Yeah. Nobody would ever link like union scandal, union money, to the Conservative Party. But likewise, you know, if some sort of developer is benefited, all of a sudden, who are they most closely linked with? Well, the party that group of business people typically, you know, backs, Conservative Party. So there's probably a pre-existing relationship before, you know, and Doug Ford even ran for premier. He was part of the party. He's probably part of that circle. And it's more amplified now. But yeah, it's just the nature of politics.
That's what I'm saying. It's there, but that spotlight is always going to be put on. Like the papers are always going to try to find that unicorn and say, that's the one, right? And that's all I'm saying. So,
and I don't blame them. I think that's the paper's role, right? That's the media's role in all this. I'm just saying, let's not pretend like it's a conservative only problem.
Oh, no, for sure. It's all politicians, all of them.
Okay.
Thanks for zero transition in there, Robbie.
I've been talking about
zero transition. You friggin' suck at this.
we just fucking talk about the UFOs, okay? Like, that's the most important thing.
Talking about politicians not telling us anything. over Lake Huron? They shot down a hexagon. Is it hexagon?
You fast forwarded. You fast forwarded.
How did I fast forward?
You skipped the first two.
We talked about the China balloons last week.
There's two more after that.
Balloons
two and a half.
Or things we don't know.
Things we don't know.
Oh, okay. I didn't pay attention to that.
This would be a perfect time for the X-Files to make a return to like mainstream media.
That's going in the fucking caption or the image.
The image. Picture of Mulder and Sully.
Hold Mulder and Sully, yeah.
Ranjit should be Mulder.
In this day and age, you could be Sully.
Yeah.
We
can I identify as Sully. So what? The balloon happened, okay? And actually fucking four sightings. Okay, so
really,
balloon
happened. This happens all the time, but now it's the time when they finally got the media's attention.
Well, we can talk about why, but there was what? Balloon? Then there was one off the coast of Alaska shot down. Okay. Car-like cylinder object with no discernible means of propulsion and interfering with radar sensors. Then there was another one on Saturday morning by the Yukon also Ranjit. Is that the premier?
Wait, are we
going to Ranj Palali?
Yeah, he says Ranj. He could be
Ranj
something
Palai.
Else.
Palai.
Yes. I'm going to go on a limb. He might be Ranjit, okay? He's making contact with fucking aliens. Great.
They're completely fucked now.
So Trudeau gives like I gave the okay to shoot down that airplane, but like, fuck.
America still shot it down.
Yeah, America shot it down. Let's not kid ourselves. If it was in Canadian airspace and America's like, yeah, we're shooting the motherfucker down, we'd be like, all right.
It's not one of ours.
Yeah, you can do it, Mr. America. Like, we don't have the means to defend ourselves. It's fucking sad. So one got shot down over there. That one's kind of different because the Canadian Air Force General, he kind of said, look, like, it is an identified object, but we know what type of object it is, so it doesn't make anyone think extraterrestrial. Then China on Sunday said they have their own identified object off the coast, off mainland coast somewhere. So they said they're shooting it down. And then fucking this one over Pearl Huron.
Yeah, this one's crazy, the shape of it. What is
all right, so what are your thoughts? What are your, what's your speculation on this thing?
Mine?
Randy seems like he has some sort of investment in this thing. I'm curious really what
I'm waiting for the tinfoil hat to put
on. I don't even think it's tinfoil hat. I want to know what the Trekkie thinks.
I think now, because all this based about balloons traveling all across the Northern Hemisphere, or like North America, sorry, they're openly saying like now we track slow moving objects. And now that they've done that, they're getting hits like every other day. So I'm thinking maybe it's fucking like universities and researchers, you know, throwing up their own fucking devices and balloons.
And losing them and then forgetting where they were.
Yeah, exactly, right? So maybe that's what it is. And maybe they just don't have like the tracking ability. They don't have, you know...
So everyone needs to put an air tag on their balloon before they release it, basically, exactly. What you're saying.
Or before it wasn't really a requirement of thing because they're so slow moving.
At the altitude that these things are going at, like, they should be shot down. Like, it's a legit danger to air traffic. Anything 20,000 feet and over, like, it should not be there.
Yeah.
Mm.
But that's what I think it is.
You think it's just universities? And you don't think any...
You don't think it's trying to fucking with us?
It's trying to fucking with us, 100%. Let's just see how many balloons we can send there before they start wasting money on us.
We only build one? We're going to build 20. Let's go.
Let's go. You're a real industrial strength here.
It's a million bucks, right?
They already got the factory going. They're ready. It could be Russia, man. Who knows?
That first one was a FU. Like, that was too big. We're like, whoops. I know, actually.
Oh, shit. They caught us.
Yeah.
But you said these things don't have propulsion, so how are they moving?
Helium.
Wind.
Helium. So it's just wind, right? So then how can they direct it? Just hoping that it gets caught in the right
wind stream? So these balloons do have, like, minor abilities to adjust their trajectory, but they follow the jet stream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they can move a little bit to like make sure they don't hit a pole or something if they're going down, but that's about it. So that's how the balloons are. But these other objects, like, they just don't give us enough information what they are, so who knows?
How do we know it's not North Korea's Air Force?
Because I don't think they have the science for the balloons.
I don't have the capability for that,
They don't have the capability for balloons, let alone planes?
North Korea, man. I don't know. North Korea is kind of...
Well, they have ICBMs.
They do. Like, they still have tanks, and they got... I can see the
Russians and the Chinese working together to do fuck yous.
I feel like the Russians right now got bigger problems in their whole actual war that they're involved in to be focusing on balloons. And I don't think balloons are Putin's biggest... priority at this moment, or like
no, just annoying, like, just I don't know, man, this all seems like fuck yous. It doesn't seem like, I mean, do they really need to send spy stuff? That was a question last week. I mean, they have everything, they have satellites. I mean,
I feel like it's more akin to what Randy's suggesting, universities and just hobbyists losing some of their gear and not knowing how to, like,
cool, it'd be cool if it was UFOs, like, this'd be nice. So let's make contact now.
There was a politician who alluded. Happen, right? There was one politician who kind of alluded to it. No, where they said, "Yeah, we're." I think there was a politician who did use the word alien.
Which party are they from?
I don't even remember. Was that
Marjorie Taylor Greene? Probably right.
Yeah,
she was talking about Mexicans. She got the wrong aliens, man.
she's something. Yeah, she is something.
But yeah. I think it's only going to get worse. And I know the conspiracy guys are all over this. They're loving this. Alex Jones hasn't had this much content in a long time.
This is their moment, man. This is their moment.
Everything is covering up the other thing, even though everything's being reported on. So there really isn't no cover up.
And even when they do reveal the information, it won't be enough for these guys. Like, no, that's another cover up. That's a cover up.
So. Yeah, but it's going to be, like, fucked for people with, like... mental health problems. This is just gonna fucking fuck with them the most.
I'm just looking at Robbie. Robbie looks like he's about to say something, and he's just like,
I'm gonna swallow that.
It was crazy. They shut down the airspace, like, that quickly, to, you know.
So that happens, like, routinely when, like, the Air Force will do drills. They issue something like a notice to airmen, the NOTAM, and they'll be like, commercial airplanes can't come in this, like, square grid, okay, whatever that is.
So they're just essentially flying around it, right?
And they're like, they're doing the training exercise in that space. But normally, like, that's like a day in advance and everybody kind of knows about it.
This was like all of a
sudden. These are like very sudden. These became sudden.
How was it brought down?
The $100,000 missile.
No, on ground or from fighter jets?
Fighter jets,
okay. So it wasn't a defense system or something like that.
No. These fucking pilots that haven't had to do shit in so many years, they're getting kills.
They're like, yeah.
They're Top Gun kills. Moment.
It's like Top Gun, man. Let's go.
These count. Air-to-air kills.
Oh, these count?
These count. What these count because they want them to count.
Mm.
What does it cost to get one of those planes in the air? It's like 250K each flight kind of thing, like just to get off the ground type of thing. And they take two or four planes up each time they got to shoot something down.
I think the one over Lake Huron, we sent two, they sent two, some shit like that. So
we straight up $1.1 million just to shoot down a fucking balloon. China's laughing at us right now. Look at these donkeys over there. $1 million a balloon is what we're spending right now.
Yeah, seriously. And that thing's like one of those things that we light up at Diwali, like fucking burn in the air and fall back down.
The lantern, man. We just need better fucking. Gotta really reconsider our cost for this stuff. I feel like a drone with a knife should suffice at some point.
But the drone can't. No, how high was this latest object? 20,000? 25,000 feet?
This one, I think the Lake Huron one was 20,000. That's
what, yeah, drone. Like, that's the problem with the 60,000 when the drones can't go to that altitude, right? So why didn't they use something like a drone or something like that, or to shoot it down? Why a manned it?
I guess why can't drones get to
60,000? I don't understand.
So there's only certain drones that fly that high, supposedly. That's why they didn't use a drone on that first one.
Hmm.
The Air Force is just like, nah, man, we want to shoot this shit.
They're like, give us something to do.
Yeah. we need a flex.
Time of flexing. You guys see this thing about Ottawa Gurdwara?
No, so I saw this in the notes, so I have no idea. No context. Go for it.
I feel like Ranji, who once lived in Ottawa and was.
He is the Ottawa expert on these matters. So
he's the sense fan here.
Fuck, take that back. Anyways, yeah, let's just mail this one in. Ottawa Gurdwara, they years ago when I was there, they had built this extension and they started allowing Bhangra practices on the weekends. And in Ottawa, it was a town where people really went to the Gurdwara on Sundays only. That's changing now, but that was the thing back then. So Sunday afternoons or Saturday afternoons, they would have Bhangra practice. And believe it or not, that's kind of offensive to a lot of Sikhs. So there was a protest happening. But it got scrubbed. I guess the Gurdwara came to its senses, the committee, and they're like, it's not worth the fight. We can cancel the practices and find another place to have them, which is, to be honest, the right way to go. But a lot of people online were kind of questioning the move. I don't know where you guys fall on it.
Robbie?
Why me?
Why
would you even? The initial idea seems stupid. That was going to be a bad idea.
He's like, even I know that wouldn't have been a bad idea. Yeah. What about you, Sam? What are you saying?
The way I look at this is that the Punjabi community in Ottawa is still relatively small compared to, obviously, the GTA and the Vancouvers of the world. And fundamentally speaking, a place of worship when you have a small community is, for a lack of a better term, a community center for your community, right? That's where you go to congregate with like-minded individuals, people of the same faith, people of the same cultural background, people of the same belief system. If they don't have the space, which I'm not saying they don't, they definitely do, go rent a fucking community center, like an actual, gym archdeacon, and go do your Bhangra practice over there. But fundamentally, that's what the Gurdwara serves as for our community. What's so much different about playing soccer and the big gym thing at Dixie? You're playing hockey there, and I'm looking at Ranjit, I've played hockey with you there. Shinda, I'm pretty sure I played hockey with you there too, right? Like, what's so different about that versus what these guys are doing? And I know, obviously the loud music about drinking and stuff, that's probably a pretty big no-go in a Gurdwara, but realistically, is it really the end of the world? Probably not.
I've never played hockey. I'll correct you. I've never played hockey, so it wasn't me. You're just confusing me for another Singh who now I think you think we all look alike.
Who runs?
But I don't know. Ottawa's had this interesting thing, right? Where Ottawa's, if you spend any time around Ottawa Gurdwara, you know it's a little bit more on the progressive scale. They probably have the most non-Sikhi events type culture.
Is Ottawa the New Mexico?
No.
Not anymore. No. Not anymore.
No.
It used to be very counter. Yeah, very liberal. I don't want to say liberal. Like, as far as like six go, we don't have that like left right paradigm. But
liberal and the word progressive. Like, it was very easygoing.
Very easygoing. Yeah, anything to do with anything controversial, they didn't want to have anything to do with it. But the community's changed. There are a lot of people there now, thanks to the, you know, the colleges, and for real estate being much cheaper there in Toronto, a lot of people ended up moving there. So the community's exploded there. That's one thing. And Sanj, to your point, look, yeah, in small communities, the Gordura does serve as the community center, kind of binds everybody to come to one place at regular times to kind of keep up with one another and keep those contacts alive. But even in small communities, right, they don't really host wedding receptions there. I mean, we draw a line that we're not going to drink at the Gordura. So if we agree that there's lines, well, let's follow that thread a little bit further. We are going to keep some sort of decorum to keep this place kind of sanctum sanctorum, and not really fuck around in there. Sports being allowed to be played, you could make an argument as maybe if you view it as a minor transgression, I would argue against it. I would say, you know, keeping fit is not a core element. Everybody has like fucking Suki's very core element is the truth and equality. No. It's just one of the elements that's boosted, you know, physical fitness and whatnot. Playing sports at the Gordura goes hand in hand. But if it ever became disrespectful, it would get shut down quick. And I'm going to use Dixie Gordura's Kabaddi field as an example. It was the idea was great. This is our community's game. It'll bind everybody together. We'll play here. But the second where they couldn't police the drinking and the Kabaddi, they are like, all right, fuck it. We got to shut this thing down, which is the right call.
Yeah.
Right.
So would you say it's more the music, not the actual form of the dance? Because I mean, dance can be interpreted as a sport technically, no?
Or just the fitness thing. There's the fitness element too, right? But I think it's just,
that's what it is, because it's linked to the musical aspect and the lyrics and the culture that is promoting in essence. That, you know, if they had a toll and they were just doing sheer bhangra routines, would that be?
Yeah, I think that could be. No. It's a slippery slope there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's kind of, you know.
Dixie doesn't allow you to play toll or dance outside for Milanese anymore.
I mean, I don't think they ever should have.
That's a good point. I think there's no dancing rule, right? That's essentially what it is.
Yeah, you're coming out Gordura, not, you know, Lardis Bengal. Right. I feel like there should be a level of decorum, like Ranji said, with this kind of stuff. And I think this generally, Bhangra doesn't fit in that rubric.
I mean, that's just a stupid decision. Let's be honest. Come on, today's day and age, you should know better. Come on, we don't have to argue about this.
But at the same time, having been in Ottawa, I was like, yeah, this is very Ottawa.
Yeah,
I understand what Saj is saying from the perspective of a small community. But even if you're a small community, there must be some monkey on your back saying, hey, this might not be a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Let's obviously there's been some negativity. We can fix this, you know?
You know what I think more than anything? I think in the past, when this stuff happened, there was really no way for everyone to know that what's going on. Social media has made everyone a reporter, and it's given everyone that voice that now things like this. Because Gordura in America still do this. I 100% know they do it. They've been doing it since early on, where the Gordura acts as the central community hall for everything. It wasn't uncommon at certain times where Gordura would also act like the Gordura would be one part of the venue and another part of the venue would maybe on the same premises, even if it was a disconnected building, would be like the reception
BC, hall. Barely Gordura was right. Like that, I remember.
Yeah. So stuff like this has been happening in the diaspora. I hate that word. Diaspora. For a while, it's to certain degrees. But now I think people and social media, it's a lot easier for people to point things out. And I think it was social media that really fueled the Ottawa Gordura Bhangra thing, because it's been going on for, 20 odd years? No? Randy, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's 20 years it's been going on?
Like this, because we were there, about 15, 20 years ago? So, there, you know, that's when the extension hall got built. And I know at a time it was almost considered, like, what if we host receptions in the extension part of the...
Oh, so this is something that's been... I thought this was just a one-off.
No, so
this
no.
is an ongoing
but,
problem.
But the communities, the committee there has kind of changed. But yeah, like when we were there, you couldn't really have like any tribute to like 84 or anything like that. Is don't
what's wrong with these people?
Do anything controversial. Like we just want to stay out of anything controversial. We don't want to make anyone hate us. We don't want to rock the
boat. They don't want to be political.
We don't want to be hated by the freaking Indian consulate was their general thing. They're like, you know, we all have outside careers that we're boosting. We don't want to put targets on our back for this kind of stuff. And yeah, I don't know. It didn't surprise me that it was still going on. I think it's just finally hit a cultural mass now that there's a will to shut it down.
Well, the committee's changed a little bit from my understanding. So if you want to use a word, fundamentalist. They've gone more traditional.
So they had more sympathetic voices saying, yeah, we've been wanting to shut this down, but there's a part of the community that just refuses to let us do it. And now that we have this thing that we can say, look, there are people are not happy about this. And they're like, all right, fine.
Were these teams even good?
No, it wasn't even a team. It was just kids. Literally just training kids.
What's the quality of Bhangra coming out of this?
No, it wasn't even a Bhangra team. It was just
kids. They been blessed so they're better?
It's just like part of their Punjabi Bhangra. School curriculum was
Oh, Bhangra. I see. Okay. So they got calls to school if they're doing some Bhangra. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
That makes sense.
I felt it was odd to have everyone kind of unanimous here, even Robbie. I was expecting a whole different rant coming from you. I don't know why.
Let them dance.
Not on that shit. I mean, there's lines that you should cross, and there's lines that, like, it doesn't make sense. No, I mean, if it's religious, and I mean, that's kind of been, we've kind of known that for since we were kids. There's certain shit you don't do, right? You don't need to explain that. Now, your ideology and your thinking and the way you think about things, oh, that's you. You can do whatever you want to.
Yeah, but, fair enough.
I mean, that space has always been sacred. Like, there's decorum, whatever you guys want
to
call it.
I like how Ranji brought the word of the day, and we've all been able to meddle it into one of our sentences. Decorum.
Oh, look, man. Like, it's me with the lawyer hat on. There's certain things I wouldn't do in court. And if I wouldn't do that in court, then there's certain things I wouldn't do in a gurdwara.
And that's what it is. There's just certain rules or things you don't cross. And, yeah, that just seems weird to me, right? So.
Anything else on you guys' mind?
Yeah, no, man. Sanj, what's going on with the real estate market? Give us an update.
When is my interest rate going to go down?
I heard it's a bull market. I heard it's coming back. Bidding wars are back. What do you think?
No. The bidding war situation is really just like people listing $1 million property for like $600K, for example, and setting an offer date. People lose their shit. I'd say 87 to 90% of those offers are at or below asking. People trying to snag a deal or thinking they're going to snag a deal. And then, you know, in the end, it ends up selling for like 975, let's say, which is right around where it should have been in the first place. So they just wasted like 60 people's time, right? That's more or less what's going on. Don't get me wrong. The really nice homes and nice neighborhoods, the highly desirable properties, for example, those are still, you know, desirable at the end of the day. And if there's low inventory like there has been, people will pay a little bit of a premium to try to get something that's, you know, turnkey, clean, whatever else you want to call it. But by and large, overwhelmingly right now, you know, still tough times, still a difficult market. Pre-construction buyers, as we all see in the protests day to day, like they're taking a bath. And the tricky part about those situations, for example, the Mattamy protests there in Oakville, you know, Mattamy going to market with the second phase or third phase, whatever it is, at a lower price, really, it really fucked their current buyers in the sense that, like, if you got a pre-construction contract coming up for a close, you're waiting for your appraisal to happen. While Mattamy just listed everything 25% lower than what you paid, your appraisal's shot. You're dead in the water. There's nothing you can do about that because the direct comparable now is the most recent sale. The most recent sale is 25% lower than you paid. You're done. It is what it is. Doing that only hurt their own clients. But at the end of the day, builders borrow too, right? They're borrowing. Yeah. They're not putting in their own capital. Mm-hmm. They're borrowing to do those projects. So if they're borrowing, they need to keep the meter going. Otherwise, their costs and proformas just fall out of whack and the deals don't make sense anymore. And if there's no incentive for them to build, well, congratulations. We have a housing crisis of epic proportions even further than what we currently have.
And then that kind of leads me to my next, my question. Are developers feeling the pinch now?
Yeah, there's Coral Mandel in British Columbia that filed insolvency or bank.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
$700 million.
Yeah.
There's smaller ones. There's one in Ottawa. I forget the name of who they were, but they folded as well. They just changed the locks on all their doors, and their tradespeople, like, they were telling their tradespeople for like the last 3 weeks or so, hey, if you hold off on cashing your paycheck, we'll give you 20,000 bonus Aeroplan miles as well, right? If ever anybody listening, the three people listening to this podcast, if ever you are given that proposition, cash that fucking check, because you are not getting the check or the air miles in the future. You're not getting shit. Cash the check, right? Like, they were dead. It was really, really bad in that situation.
Is the future bleak? Is it, you know?
Defined timeline, you know, right? Like, in the near term, it's going
to
be...
Two years.
I think the next 18 months or so are going to be really, really hard for a lot of people. We'll start to come out of it at kind of like the tail end of that year and a half kind of timeline. And then we'll see where we're at, right? If you're losing $5 million on two properties today, oof. You know, like, it is what it is. It's life changing, but otherwise, like, they're still.
I see a lot of people shitting on the Bank of Canada, but like, as far as I can tell, every central bank is kind of taking these type of measures of raising interest rates, right?
And it's the world, right? It's the world.
Yeah. Like, as a general approach, so like, what's the deal on the inside? Why are people, like, even financial people? I know some brokers, a lot of real estate agents. They're like, fuck Trudeau and fuck the Bank of Canada, but really it's the global step. Everybody's doing the same thing.
I mean, they're not looking at the economy, are they?
No, they're definitely not.
They're just looking at their bottom line, right? Like, this fucks me, so I'm going to protest about it. I mean, and they don't give a shit about inflation.
If you asked these realtors 2 years ago what the Bank of Canada was, I guarantee you not a single one of them would know what it actually is. Okay, so like, let's put these armchair economists off to the side for. But
I disagree. They would post every time they didn't raise interest rates. They would post it. So
now's the time to buy.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, okay, people have one legitimate gripe with the Bank of Canada coming out and saying the rates were going to be for a long time, right? But yeah, that's stupid. You never take an absolute stance as a central banker. On the flip side, today they're saying, well, hey, look, you know, the Bank of Canada said they're not going to raise rates anymore. They're going to pause. If you believe them then and you're bitching about it, don't believe them now and then bitch about it again either. You're setting yourself up for failure in that sense.
I mean, all those years that they were saying, they kept telling control your personal spending, control your personal debt, yeah. Right? So they were giving advice at the same time, but they can't say, hey, our country's, you know, at a point where it's a crisis mode, then you're going to lose investments as well, right? Their job's a bit tricky, right? They got to convey some confidence in the economy, and their moves will hopefully boost that. But for everyone else just thinking that, you know, the Bank of Canada is this, I mean, you could be told you're healthy and you have a heart attack the next day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have to deal with that and manage that. So, you know, this is a world problem. Everyone's going through it and they're doing what they're doing, but you can't turn around and say, well, you said this 4 years ago. I'm like, things change.
Absolutely.
You know, in my view is if they're trying to fix it, maybe they are doing increments because they feel like we can't handle it. You know, maybe the hikes haven't been sharp enough, but for people to protest the Bank of Canada, that's, or some politicians to be upset at the Bank of Canada. I mean, what do you want them to do? Do you want not raise?
They're damned if they don't.
Yeah. Like, okay, let's not raise rates. Okay. Now what happens? Well, inflation.
Houses are worth $4 million now for a ship box. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's great to accuse, but what's your solution, right?
Exactly.
What's your treatment of the situation? And that's where most politicians come up empty-handed because
they don't have any knowledge. Pockets full, hands empty, right? Right, Chinda? You're conservative politicians. I mean, we're coming up onto 1 year of the first rate hike, right? Like, we're really only starting to feel that first one now. If you truly think about how long it takes to work through the system. So the next 6 months will be crucial in how that whole situation plays out. If we continue with the pause stance, then we're really, really kind of putting ourselves behind the eight ball, because it looks like the U.S. Fed's going to come in pretty strong on the next rate announcement as well. So that devalues our currency to a degree. You know, our international buying power goes down, but at the end of the day, if you can't afford to pay your mortgage, you can't afford to travel. So you don't really give a shit what U.S. currency is all about at that point, right?
Robbie doesn't give a fuck. He's out of there.
He's going one way or another. He's moving on.
Mind you, yeah. I haven't booked a trip in a while, so we'll have to see.
Man, you're killing it. Yo, we're creeping up on that 120 mark, so y'all.
Just tapping out.
I'm ready to knock out.
He's progressively got further and further from the camera this whole podcast. He's leaning further back.
I was literally lying down when Randy messaged saying, "Where are you?" I'm like, "Oh shit." Woke me up. No, sorry, boys. I'm really tired today. You guys have any closing remarks?
No.
X-Files. Right. X-Files.
Don't forget X-Files. And thank you, Sanj, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for the mic, Robbie.
Much appreciated.
Cheers, boys. All right. Next week, watch The Last of Us. We're going to catch up on it.
Done.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Later.